Hello, everybody. I'm recording now. It's all right. I'll record this and then we'll plug my phone in. It's all one word. It's 10 to 9 on Monday, the 18th of August. And we are in... Where are we? Skeld... What? Where are we? Skeldwithfold. Is that it? Okay, we're in Ambleside in the Lake District. We're in a very nice caravan park, Skeldwithfold. I'm sure it's Skeldwithfold. I think it is.
Skeldwithfold.
Yeah, it is.
Skeldwithfold.
Skeldwithfold. It's a really nice site. It's very quiet, like, but it's posh. Well, I've never been to one before. I am a motorhoming noob. The last time I went motorhoming was, I think I was six. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was six. And we had a Bedford CF back then. My parents and my brother and I, we went around the UK. Anyway, so yeah, we're in the Lake District, and I'd seen this place on the internet last night that it looked good, and it's £30 a night, a pitch. They just charge a flat rate of, I think it was £30.50 to be exact, and with electric hookup. And there are various water points. Oh, ting! There are various water points. We're right next to a water point, like quite literally, it's 2 meters away from the front of the truck. And so we're pitched, the kids are in bed, they were all excited, and I think they had a bit of a burnout at the last minute. But we had a decent ride up here. It was we spent 4 hours driving, but you know, we took our time, and you know, invariably, because it's a, you know, it's like 3-4 times the size of the galaxy, this thing, as in the car galaxy that we have. We'd normally be scooting along the Yorkshire Dales, but no, we were down to 20, 25 miles an hour at times, because of the bends and the hills and what have you. But as we didn't take 4 hours to get here as such, because we went through Kendal, went through Windermere, through the town centre, through Ambleside, through Rydal, and then we did a bit of an about turn, turned around up the road past Rydal, because we were looking for places to stop, and so we pulled up to this place, and I asked the reception is beautiful building, and I went in and asked, is it possible to have a pitch for the night? And he was like, yeah, of course you can. Took a few details, and says, yeah, just drive, find an empty pitch. And he on the envelope full of stuff that we got, on the envelope is a map, and he says you can go here or here or here, but the television reception's bad, and, you know, that kind of, I don't really care about television reception. And so we pulled up. We had a bit of a drive around, and we said, the place we're at now is as good as any, really. The every place has an electric point, and we're right next to a water point. So we've made a bit of a boo-boo, of course, because we haven't got a hose. I was going to buy one today. I'd seen one today, a hose. I think it's by JML, to be honest. It's a hose that kind of shrinks down into nothing. And when you put the water in, it expands. But so we were... As sad as this sounds, we got the kids to fill up 2 litre bottles, and they made about 20 trips. I say 20 trips. I mean, the water point is, as I say, at the front of the wagon anyway. But we just needed enough water in there just to operate the sink, really. So that was fine. And we've had a wander around and kind of getting the feel for what caravanning is all about. and motorhoming's different because you just park the flipping truck, don't you? And has to be quiet, doors open. Motorhome, you just park up, and Bob's your uncle, connect your electric. When you've got a caravan, you've got to stick your awning out, and trolley, where all your waste from your toilet, I think it's a toilet, you got one of those, and then you've got a separate water thing that's got to go outside, and oh, it's a bit of a faff caravan, and notwithstanding, of course, you've got to bloody tow the damn thing, and I hate caravans. So now that I've seen that caravanning, as in with a caravan, is more than a faff, I'm so happy I've got a motorhome. It's so much easier. But anyway, the site that we're on...
Mind you, the perk is that they have a car.
Yes, they can naff off in their car, whereas, I suppose... Well, the first thing I said to Sarah was when I came back from the reception and said... The guy said we can have wherever we want, as opposed to being allocated a place, is what if we decide to drive away to go into town? And we'd seen as we drove round, it was raining at that point, but we'd seen as we drove round one place with like three, you know, foldy chairs just out in the rain. And obviously we clicked, that was to indicate, they probably left them out by, you know, not intending for them to get wet, but to mark their place. So, you kind of need to mark your pitch, I suppose, if you're not being allocated by the reception people. But anyway, it's a beautifully maintained site. There's all different kinds of caravans and motorhomes, and probably over half the site is static caravans. Would you agree? And out of those static caravans, I'd say a large percentage are privately owned, because it says that in the on the website.
It's obvious because all decked out. And
yeah,
flower.
Yeah. All of the static caravans are well, not all of them, but you can see the ones that are privately owned. They're all decked out with patio furniture. Some of them have got, but generally flowers, and people have named them. They look really, really smart. But I saw on the website you can, there is a buying scheme on there as well, and you probably have to pay rent once you buy it, I would imagine. So there you go. You see, tomorrow turns over and the whole wagon shakes. That's the downside. We're not having steadying ramps on an RV, because if you had steadying jacks on the RV, it doesn't move because the jacks come down, and you're still, apart from leveling jacks, not steadying jacks. So, in our motorhome here, when one of the kids turns over, we all feel it. It's like the thing's turning over. So we had a wander around. We're about 20 metres away from the ablutions block, and the toilets and the showers are gleaming. We've got these little electric key cards that you wave along the... door handle, and it bleeps, and then you can gain access to the toilets and the showers. And as I say, they're gleaming. And we're right next to the place where they've got sinks there, so you can wash your dirty pots and pans and things. There's a place there you can get empty your chemical toilet. What else is in that block? Is that it? I think that's it in that block. Now, and we've also found in another block, when we're walking around, actually, which is not too far away from me, it's just 60, 70 metres or so. A bit further. But another block with washers and dryers, but you have to pay for those. And a library. There's a library. So the kids have got a book each. What else was in that block? Nothing. Was that it? That was it. But half of the reception area is a shop. It was a decent size, and from what I saw, they had a good selection of stuff. Is your phone charging, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the shop shut at 7.
So
the shop, The shop is open from 9 till 6. Which I think is mental.
Well, yeah, because...
Usually at, like, holiday parks, it's open till late, you know.
Well, last year or the year before, we went to Cornwall.
Cornwall. That shop was open till 10... Oh, Sarah, sorry. That shop was open till 10 o'clock at night, and it was open at 6 or 7 in the morning. But, so, yeah. But never mind. I'm not complaining, other than I think it should be open earlier and later.
Maybe caravaners don't.
Yeah.
Don't need it.
Maybe they don't. I don't know. What else do we know? What else? There's like, you know, if you go to a, if you go to one of these established camping grounds, you know, as in tents camping grounds, they always have like a bar and a fast food place. This place has got nothing. They do fish and chips on a Tuesday and a Sunday. Tuesday and a Friday. Is that right? So they do fish and chips on Tuesday and a Friday, which is a, looks like to be a novelty. I think that's it. I'm not. I mean, I'm not complaining. I just thought it would have had more amenities. So it's all very exciting. So we haven't got a hose, which we'll have to get tomorrow. What else? What else do we need? Everything's performed fine. The kids had they had fresh pasta and a separate sauce that Sarah made. Cooker's fine. Fridge is fine. Power is fine. Had no dramas at all getting here. What else? What else do we know?
But don't go from Scarborough to Whitby.
What's that for?
In a motorhome.
Don't go from Scarborough to Whitby in a motorhome?
Yeah, on the back roads, because you won't make it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you want to go from Scarborough to Whitby...
Go the A170, the coastal
road. A170 coastal road, yeah. Because you won't do it in a... oh, yeah, sorry. You've got some massive 25%, 33% hills and inclines. Yeah. Good job we were in the Galaxy yesterday, yeah. I'm quite full. What have I had? I had fresh pasta with a tin of mackerel and some... I know this sounds sad, but it needed to be eaten. The salmon... What was it? Salmon patty. And I'm actually really full. Oh, and I've had a piece of cake as well. My mother-in-law's sent us packing with some German cheesecake. And did she make the other one as well?
No.
She bought that one. Okay, some kind of, I don't know what it is. Is it like German cheesecake as well?
I don't know, it's like some cheesecake.
Yeah.
She made the cherry one.
Yeah. So I'm full, sitting there with a cup of coffee. Sarah, what did you have for your tea? Oh, you had scrambled egg with one egg. You're not hungry. You're just tired, aren't you?
Been ill.
Sarah felt sick on the way here. We stopped at... What was that place? Wasn't Grisdale. Grisdale was off. Something that sounds like Grisdale. Come on. The railway bridge. Oh, we stopped there. and I got a phone call... from work, so we stopped just before Kendall or after Kendall? Before Kendall, just before Kendall. And so the dog doesn't like travelling. The dog is currently dead to the world. she's not herself, because on this caravan park, you have to keep your dog on a lead. And obviously, my regular listeners will know Molly doesn't like going on the lead. Just not through ill discipline, she just doesn't like being on a lead. Because she's a springer and she's
more,
a working.
More disciplined, don't you know?
Yeah, she. It's better that she's off the lead. So we've got a. Well, Sarah bought a new bed for her. I think she's quite content with it. So she's asleep right now. And I'm happy that she is so. Because I think the trip exhausted her.
She didn't like Scarborough very much, eh?
No. Oh, Scarborough. Oh, I must say, dear Audio Boo listeners, that. I've recorded a number of audio boos on the Zoom, but it'll have to wait until a couple of nights' time till I get to my parents to upload them, edit them and upload them. Because it was kind of mission fail before at my mother-in-law's house. But I will continue to record for those who enjoy the stereo effect. I will continue to record Audio Booze with a Zoom, and I'll do it tomorrow morning. So yeah, I've just listened to Adrian's, who's at TurboStream, and Mac McColgan, at McColgan. I've just listened to their Audio Booze about motorhoming, and Adrian, you sound extremely disappointed, and I know exactly how you feel. I mean, all of the ones that I looked at, I was disappointed myself. You know, I just wanted to have a decent motorhome, and we so fell on our feet with this one, didn't we? The other ones I looked at were bloody awful. So I'm so chuffed with this one. And as Mac was saying there, you know, we bought this one because we were going to rent one, and it was like £1,000 a week. And as Mac did state, you got fuel to pay, and then you got site fees on top of that. So if you go motorhoming for, I don't know, if you go motorhoming for 7 nights, I don't think you have it for 7 nights, you have it for 6, don't you? Hand it back on the 7th. You're talking £30 a night minimum. Minimum. So, you know, the £1,000 turns into £1,200, and then fuel on top of that, you could, you know, in a week, depending on how far you go, you could spend £300 on fuel, £400 on fuel. So you might as well go to flipping Disney World for the price that you go for a week motorhome around UK. And that's exactly why we bought one, so we can get in it and go whenever we want. And obviously, if we're only going for a weekend, there's going to be this, what do you call it? We can only go so far, but it doesn't matter. The whole point of this is getting out and about. And, you know, you're totally self-sufficient. Totally self-sufficient. And one, you know, the luxury of having something like this vehicle is we've got hot water, we've got blown hot air if we need it, you know, and we've got a fridge. One of my plans for this week was to go wild motorhoming. It's quite literally just to stop somewhere, and that was it, because we've got a shower in here, which has got better water pressure than our shower in our house. Shower, toilet, sink, as in, but in the bathroom, kitchen sink we got, and 3-hob stove, fridge. We've got everything here. Excuse me. Everything's here. We've got a television, except that you need to be plugged into the mains because it pulls a bit too much power. But we've got a television. So, you know, we were extremely lucky. I did talk down the guy at £1,000 for the sale of this one. I did talk him down £1,000. And £1,000 is a lot of money when you're talking about something like this. Because that's £1,000 you can spend on doing it up or fixing things or renewing things. So, yeah. So, this is... These are just the thoughts that I have. Are you chuffed with it, Sarah? Are you happy with it? Mm-hmm. I think it's a good purchase. Fill the coffee with the grounds. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's that. I'm glad I did change the oil in it, though. And that oil filter, I'm glad I did, because I can feel the difference in driving. This is a 12-year-old vehicle, this. But she's fit, you know. I mean, she's pulling some weight. It's just a 1.9 turbo diesel engine. It's a standard van engine. It just shows you how much power they have actually got. Aye, so that's it. Okay. Got to go for shower. got these dishes to wash. I'm going to wash them down there. Rule of thumb is, use the site facilities, not your own. Really, that's that. Good. Goodbye. Good night. Say goodbye, Sarah.
Goodbye.
Sarah's tired. Oh. Back up here. Good night, everybody.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.